sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Colling picks it up, slides Shundoff again. This time Shundoff got on top of it and fires it down to the floor. Courtney with her 10th kill.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament in Hastings. Game 1 features the two-time defending state champion Kearney Catholic Stars taking on the St. Paul Lady Wildcats. Game 2 features the Ord Lady Chants against the hometown Adams Central Patriots. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
Lambrick floats it right in the middle to Brennauer. Here's Alexander, sets outside. Trudick, big swing, down and good. Kenzie with her 11th kill.
Kearney Catholic has not lost a match since last year's conference tournament. St. Paul started that streak by upsetting the Stars in the semifinals. Adams Central upset Centura last night to earn a rematch with an Ord team that swept them last Thursday. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Adams Central High School in Hastings with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Adams Central High School for continuing coverage of the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here as we get ready for our second semifinal between the three seed, Ord Lady Chanticleers, and the 7 seed, the Adams Central Lady Patriots, who upset number 2 seed Centura in 4 sets last night. For Ord, they were a straight set winner over Wood River. The team's just played last week, and Ord was a 2-0 winner over Adams Central up at Arcadia Loop City in a triangular. Ord won both of the matches there in straight sets for Adams Central. They up at that triangular, keeping busy. They won against Arcadia Loop City and then picked up the 2 wins last night in the conference tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back and give you the starting lineups in a moment.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
In other volleyball action tonight, it was Kearney Catholic sweeping St. Paul in our first semifinal, 25-17, 27-25, and 25-16. Anna Squires had 12 kills in the match, but the Stars were very balanced. 10 from Courtney Shundoff, 7 in the match from Callie Oprick and Kylie Teal. For St. Paul, they were led by Leslie Fox with 10, Kaylee Horkey with 9, and Carrie Sestock with 8. In the match. So Kearney Catholic will play for the championship against the winner of this match. The loser will take on St. Paul in the consolation 6 o'clock Thursday here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, we will take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. In the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell was a winner in their semifinal tonight over Elm Creek, and Amherst has taken the first set from Wilcox Hildreth. The starters are coming your way next here on Classic Hits.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Yard Lady Chanticleers, their service rotation begins with number 2, junior Morgan Alexander, number 3, senior Kenzie Drudick, number 13, junior Kate Grant, number 4, freshman Allie Smith, number 14, sophomore Andrea Carson, number 8, junior Allie Weliak, and the libero number 1, junior Jordan Cook. Head coach is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen and Melissa Hilgenkamp. Ord is 19-4 on the year. They are ranked 7th and 9th in the state's major newspapers. Their losses come to Omaha Concordia, who's 18-1, Columbus Lakeview, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Kearney Catholic. For Adams Central, it's number 8, senior Brittany Wiseman, number 5, sophomore Hannah Alexander, number 17 is senior Carly Bostock. Number 2 is senior Sarah Kruger. Number 18 is sophomore Hannah Fleischer. And number 16 is junior Ashley Peter. The libero, number 4, sophomore Ellie Crable. The head coach at Adams Central is Twyla Neons, assisted by Sam Coleman and Jenny Bull. Adams Central is 13-10 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Our second semifinal, Ord and Adams Central. The Chanticleers made the championship last year. They're looking to do it again and get a chance to battle Kearney Catholic. Adams Central hasn't been to the finals in a number of years and would love to play it on their home court. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Ord Chanticleers will move from right to left. Adams Central from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Tonight's match also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And a rarity here, both teams are wearing the exact same uniform. I don't mean that they're both red. They are the exact same uniform. They look like they're from the exact same company and the exact same numbers for some of the kids. So hopefully we don't get them turned around at any point. But Adams Central will serve it away first, and it's going to be Brittany Wiseman to let it fly. A deep serve that's picked up in the back middle by Carson of the Chanticleers. Set to the outside. Drudick will take it across and get the kill. Kenzie leading the way for the Chanticleers. Had a big tournament last year for them, and she'll put Ord up 1-0. Morgan Alexander to serve it away now. The junior played when she was a freshman, daughter of the head coach, Wendy Alexander. Set right side, Adams Central will take it across with Alexander. They have one themselves in Hannah. Drudick tries to roll it back across and dumps it into the net. So it's 1-1. And Adams Central will serve it away here with Hannah Alexander. Couple of sophomores, a junior, 3 seniors, and then the libero is a sophomore as well for Adams Central. Passes off the mark for the Chanticleers. Alexander will bump, set it to Drudick. She'll drive it into the back row to the libero, Crable. That'll be bumped across there by Kruger. Chanticleers set to the outside. Drudick again near the antenna. Will fire it down the middle and get the kill. Kenzie with her second kill and Ord with their second point. Remember, here in the conference tournament, it is the best 3 out of 5. So a little volleyball ahead of us tonight. The UNK volleyball team wins the first set tonight from Washburn, 25-23. They're up. Now they're down 10-9 in the second as Adams Central takes the swing across by Hannah Fleischer. Chanticleers go to Carson on the outside. Dug out there by the libero, Crable. Adams Central goes to their big hitter on the front left. That is Fleischer, and it is going to be wide and out of bounds. Ward 3-1. And Drudick picking up the point on serve. So again, 7th-ranked UNK takes the first set from 5th-ranked Washburn, 25-23. Right side, Adams Central drives it across with Bostic. Pass close to the net. Ord stepped under the net, and had Alexander not looked for it, I don't think the official would have got it either, but they do call it. And it's 3-2. Back to serve for Adams Central will be Crable, the libero. Major League Baseball, Baltimore is on the board first. They lead the Royals 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Earlier today, the Giants, a 5-4, 10-inning win over the Cardinals. Here again, another bad pass that time for the Chanticleers. They do get somewhat of a set to Carson, and then Adams Central will pass it back across. Free ball, Alexander sets middle, take it across for the Chanticleers, and Grint will get the kill. First for Kate, Ward 4, Adams Central 2. Back to serve it away for the Chanticleers. They will bring in Lucy Gevicki, the junior. Takes a couple of hops and fires it from the right corner. Slow spinner across, down the middle to Crable. So the outside, the attack taken across there by Peter of Adams Central. And then the Chanticleers almost watch it fall to the floor. Gevicki had to poke at it at the last second, and it goes out of bounds. Gevicki and Welniak not quite sure who was going to play it. And Adams Central says thank you very much. Again, the state tennis tournament earlier today. Congratulations to Morgan Teal of Kearney Catholic, your state champion by 2 over Brandy Lemick of Donovan Trumbull. Ashlyn Bold of Minden finished in 3rd, and Minden won the team title. Off a nice block from Adams Central, the ball is returned to the Patriots. From the front left, the angle attack by Fleischer is wide and out of bounds. 5-3 Ord. And in to serve it, Allie Smith will return to the lineup. Give you some other volleyball updates as our night continues here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Set across again, Adams Central, and again it is wide and out of bounds. So the Patriots, with a little extra adrenaline here early on, playing in a meaningful match on their home court in the conference semifinals, and wanting to show that they can get the Chanticleers here tonight as Smith floats it across. Set to the outside from the front left again. It's going to be Peter. Nice to get out of the back row. Drudick. Welliak for the Chanticleers. Comes near corner and gets the kill. Allie with her first kill. Fourth kill for Ord. 7-3 the lead. And Smith looking for 3 in a row. Right from the middle of that service area. Takes a couple of steps and fires it across off the back row, and nobody can play it off that. It's going to be our first ace of the match, and it is 8-3 in favor of the Chanticleers. Again, don't forget both matches Thursday here on Classic Hits. Serve floats down the middle. Again, that's fairly deep. Had to be played by Kruger. Stays in the back row. And from about 15 feet away, a swing taken by Peter. Pretty good one. Picked up by Drudick. Welniak from the front left takes it across for the Chanticleers. Here's the set by Wiseman. Outside attack. A lot of angle shots for Adams Central. Dug out again. Carson rolls it over for the Chanticleers. Here's a middle attack again. Adams Central blocked by Welniak. And a one-time return. Down and good. Getting in on the play for Adams Central. Kruger and Wiseman. And that's the first kill for Adams Central. They'll get the side out. And Fleischer to serve down 8-4. Strong serve across to the barrel. Cook stays in the back row. Going to have to be passed across by Alexander. Free ball here to the Patriots. Set to the outside for Alexander. Hannah off the double block. Welniak keeps it alive. Then Allie gets a swing. Blocked up front there by Peter. And the Chanticleers with another swing. Welniak off the tape. Stays on the line. And has to be dumped across by the setter, Brittany Wiseman. Right back by the Chanticleer setter, Alexander. And it's down. First kill for Morgan. 9-4. And back to serve it away will be Andrea Carson with a jump serve. And that one is into the back corner, played by Fleischer, set to the outside. The swing by Hannah Alexander is dug out. Carson, now Morgan Alexander with the swing for Ord. Picked up back row, quick set outside, and it'll be sumped across there by Hannah for Patriots. Slide right side, Welniak. Long point going, dumped off the net, and on the line for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman did it again. That was more out of necessity, but a good job to step up and get the job done. High school volleyball tonight, Grand Island easily over Norfolk, 25-15, 25-14 up at their triangular. They play Millard West in the second match there. And back to serve it away for Adams Central. Will be Maddie Anderson who checks in. Adams Central doesn't have a whole lot of kids suited up for varsity. There's just nine of them. Outside, Alexander. Hannah drives it across. The dig made by Cook, and then some miscommunication. The ball falls to the floor. Adams Central picks up the point. They're first on serve, and it's 9-6. Board up by three here in the first set. Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul in the first match tonight. Line drive serve down the middle to Cook. To Morgan Alexander, right side, big swing by Weliak. Blocked, and it's an ace block for Carly Bostic. A lot of net, but just enough fingertip there to give credit for the block. 9-7. And a chance for the Patriots to cut it to one. Anderson clipped the top of the tape, and across it comes to Cook. Set to the outside to Drudik, who's back in the front row. Rolls it over to Hannah Alexander. They'll set it back to Hannah. Front left kill. Her second. Four in a row here for Adams Central. And they cut the lead to one at 9-8. At UNK, the second set between the Lopers and Washburn, 16-16. The Lopers won the first set 25-23. Number 7 and number 5 in the country. Serve is across. Chanticleers handle it. They get it to Drudik, who hammers it straight down. Tenzie, her third kill, and Ord will keep the lead now at 10-8. Grint back into the front row, and Cook to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. Three on serve receive, back deep for the Patriots. And a short serve across. Trouble here for Adams Central. They have to bump it over with Bostic. Chanticleers will go with a free ball swing. Drudik off the block. Or was it just the tape? Yeah. There was a tip and a kill for Drudik. Good call by the linesman. 11-8 Chanticleers. Ord at 19-4. Adams Central at 13-10. Bostic, Wiseman, Kruger, the three seniors on this team, and only one junior. As it's overpassed, the Chanticleers going to take a free swing, and it's down and good by Grant. And Ord with three straight to build the lead back out to four, 12-8. Cook dribbles the ball and now serves it across. Right in the middle to Kruger. Pass to the setter, Wiseman. Front left attack is down and good for Carly Bostic. Her first kill. And it's 12-9. Ward's lead is at 3. A reminder, we've got high school football action coming your way on Friday, including Kearney Catholic versus Minden at Miles Field. And we'll have the Ravenna at Gibbon football game for you as well. Adams Central playing Lexington. We'll have that one for you as the big swing by Ord is blocked up front. It's Bostic again. And the St. Cecilia Sutton match is on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The Adams Central Lexington game is on ESPN 1550. 12-10, Ord by two. Wiseman with the serve. Stays in the back row. Carson pumps it up front, and it's set across. Quick moving here for Adams Central. Try to get the swing from Hannah Alexander, and another kill for the sophomore. 12-11, so we're getting some mini runs here after a slow start where the teams were just side outing. Wiseman a chance to tie it up now for Adams Central. Waiting, and serves it away into the net. So the first service error of the match for either team, and Ord will be the beneficiary as Morgan Alexander will go back to serve it away as we are into our second time around the service rotation. Stays in the back row. Adams Central will have to set it across. They go on the angle. It would have been out of bounds, but it's off of a Chanticleer, and give credit there to Sarah Kruger for setting that one across. And it's 13-12 midway through the first set, Ord by one. Back to serve it, Hannah Alexander for the Patriots of Adams Central, and her strong serve just misses the corner. So back-to-back service errors here for the Patriots. And Ord up 14-12. Drudik to serve. And Drudik will get it across to the libero, Crable. High set right side. Driving it through the Ord. Double block is going to be Bostic. They dig it out of their own net, though, and return it. Patriots get another chance. Bostic in the middle this time will be off the back line and out of bounds. Ord 15 and Adams Central 12. Judick trying to make it a four-point lead. Neither team has burned a timeout yet. Judick knuckleballs it down the middle to Crable. Here is the set. Wiseman very close to the net, so it has to be tipped across. Good save by Morgan Alexander. Judick takes the swing out of the back row, and it gets over to the Patriots. This time, good set right side. The attack is blocked by the Chanticleers. Patriots will set it into the back corner. Judick is ready. Alexander on a quick gets it to Grint. Nice dig out of the back row by Hannah Alexander. On the outside, the Patriots will cut it across with Fleischer. Good rally going here. Chanticleers swing into the net from Gittison. Cassidy couldn't get it to crawl over, and Adams Central picks up the point. And back to serve it away will be Emily Crable. Crable serve, cuts it down the left side. Chanticleers handle it. Carson right back to Andrea. She'll terminate. First kill for Andrea. Ord 16, Adams Central 13. In to serve, Lucy Gevicki. Ord holding on to that three-point lead. Gevicki serves and then checks out for the Chanticleers. And the serve by Gevicki. Knuckles it right over the top for an ace. And it's 17-13 Chanticleers. And a timeout will be called by Adams Central, our first of the match. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It's the first set of our second semifinal. Ord 17, Adams Central 13.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
High school volleyball brought to you by our many fine sponsors. I want to thank all those that help sponsor high school sports on Platte River Radio, PlatteRiverRadio.com, PlatteRiverSports.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got them all for you. The Platte River Preps is where you can find the game live. You can find the podcast. You can find photos of tonight's action, all free for you to use as you would like. So Lucy Gevicki, after the ace serve, is ready to serve it away for Ord out of the Adams Central timeout. 17-13, Chanticleers. And with the outside swing terminating is Ashley Peter with her first kill for the Patriots. So Adams Central gets the ball back out of the timeout. Trailing 17-14, Sarah Kruger to serve it away. And the senior takes a little extra time and now looks where she wants to float it. Takes it across to Cook, quickly to Carson in the middle. Good up in the back row by Crable. Adams Central's going to have to take it across from the 10-foot line. Good angle and a good save there by Cook for the Chanticleers. Now Gittison on the swing, and was it tipped? They tried to make a play on it. And a tip is going to be called. They're going to give Ord the point. There was a little discrepancy between the officials, and the up official says, no, I'm calling a tip here. And Cassidy Gittison will get her first kill. So instead of a two-point lead, it's a four-point lead for Ord. And Allie Smith, who had three in a row, including an ace last time, will serve it for the chance. Off the back row, in trouble here for Adams Central. They'll have to set it across from deep. They do. Free ball here, Ord. Weliak, front left, drives it across for the kill. Second kill for Allie. Ord's doing a good job of moving it around. Trudick has four, but then you have got five other players with a total of seven kills. And it is 19-14, Ord with their largest lead here in the opening set. And an ace serve will make it 20-14. Allie Smith puts the Chanticleers up by six. Ord has scored five of the last 6 points after it was cut to two. And the serve, that one not quite as much on it. Played there by Crable, set to the outside. Will be taken off the block by Peter, and it rolls to the floor. Second kill for Ashley. Side out Patriots. who had to win twice last night, had to play that play-in game. Many of the coaches kind of feel that with some of the C2 bonus points, the seeding for the conference tournament may not always be totally accurate. And Adams Central, they kind of thought maybe that was a 4-5 matchup last night, and Adams Central won it as a middle attack is down and good by the Chanticleers off the quick set. And it's 21-15, and Carson will go back and serve it away. Set to the outside. The attack is down and good by Hannah Alexander with a team-high 4 for AC. And back now for the Patriots. They're going to sub in Maddie Anderson. She had a 3-point run there. The first time at the service line. Needs another one for the Patriots to get back in it. Down 21-16. Drudick rolls it into the block. Blocked there by Bostic. Ward punches it across Welniak, and that's good enough. Third kill for Alley. Ward 22. Adams Central 16. Jordan Cook, the Chanticleer libero, to serve it away for the Patriot or for the Chanticleers. Patriots have three back on serve receive. A little deeper serve. Pass almost sends the setter into the net, but Wiseman dumps it across. Now Grant on the swing for the Chanticleers. Nice dig up there by Crable. Middle attack going to be taken off the block by Bostic. Into the back row for Ord. They try to get a set to Drudick. She gets a good swing on it. Dug out by Fleischer. A back row attack for Fleischer. Drives it across and a nice dig by Cook. Chanticleers go front left. Drudick. And she'll rattle it off the defense and get the point. It was passed back, but out of bounds. And Ord is 2 points away from the opening set, and Adams Central will use their final timeout. With the score, Ord 23 and Adams Central 16. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, at the home of the Patriots here at Adams Central. It's the semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul 25-17, 27-25, and 25-16. In the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell, a straight set winner over Elm Creek, and Amherst took the first game from Wilcox-Hildreth by a score of 25-17. And serving it away for Ord, Jordan Cook. They're up 23-16, game one over Adams Central out of the Adams Central timeout. The swing by Bostic blocked at her. She gets it right back to the Chanticleers. Drudick will throw it across. And in the net, going to be called here on Adams Central. It is game point Ord at 24-16. And the junior libero Cook to try and finish it off here. Cook serve, deep middle. Crable passes it towards the net. It'll be dumped across there by the setter Wiseman. Off of Grant, rolled across by Drudick. Free ball here for the Patriots. Set outside for Alexander. Off the tip, dug out by Cook. Set to the right side, down to the left side, and it'll be terminated by Kenzie Drudick, her sixth kill. And that will end the opening set, as Ord is able to win it by a score of 25-16. We'll look at the first set numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to high school volleyball. Let's take a look at the numbers I had in the first set here. First off for Adams Central, Sarah Kruger had a kill. Hannah Alexander, four kills. Brittany Wiseman, two service points, two kills. Maddie Anderson, three service points. Ashley Peter, two kills. And Carly Bostic, two ace blocks and one kill. 10 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves for Adams Central. For Orr, Jordan Cook, five service points. Morgan Alexander, a kill. Kenzie Drudick, two service points, six kills. Allie Smith, five service points. Two of them were aces. Cassidy Giddison had a kill. Lucy Gevicki had an ace. Allie Weliak had three kills. Kate Grant, two kills. And Andrea Carson had two kills. Unofficially for Ord, 15 kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves. The Chanticleers take the opener by a score of 25-16. And back at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Wilcox Hildreth has taken the second set from Amherst 25-11. They play the best of three, and they're on their way to a third set. We'll be back with second set action here of the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think of it, when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Ready to get the second set underway. The Chanticleers will serve, and Adams Central's attack is going to be deep from Hannah Alexander, and Ord is on the board first here in the second set, 1-0. At the service line is Morgan Alexander, and Morgan serve. Floats it deep left, and it tied him up on the back row. That's going to be an ace. 2-0 Ord. Fourth ace serve as a team for the Chanticleers. Giddison getting the start here in the second set and along that front row, along with Grint and Drudick. Stays in the back row on serve receive, and the attack is going to be out of the back row by Fleischer, and it's going to be wide, 3-0. Chanticleers out of the gates quickly here in the second set, playing on Adams Central's home court here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And the serve, Morgan tries a short one here, picked up there by Kruger. From the back row again, it has to be taken across by Bostic. Chanticleers go front right. Giddison rattles it off a block. Can Adams Central get it passed back over? Yes, they will, but out of bounds. Ord 4, Adams Central nothing. Again, Ord beat Adams Central 2-0 just last Thursday. And Alexander to serve it. They let it go, and it's in the corner. Three Patriots all bailed out of the way, but it was a well-placed serve, 5-0. Alexander with two aces during this run here. Trying to make it 6-0. Can Adams Central get something back here? Set Wiseman into the middle. The attack is going to be blocked right back at him and one-timed over to the Chanticleers. Here's a short set Alexander. Grint will swat it across. That it's going to be passed back almost out of bounds. And Grint takes advantage of the free ball the second time and dumps it down for her third kill. And the Patriots are forced to use a very early timeout. Not what they were looking for here in the second set. The Chanticleers trying to make it back to another Lou Platt Conference final. Have jumped out 6-0 in the second set after winning the opener 25-16. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament from the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Adams Central on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In Kearney, UNK squeaks out the second set. They're up 25-23 and 26-24 over the fifth seed of the nation, Washburn, at the Health and Sports Center. Here, Ord's up 6-0 and still serving with Morgan Alexander. Adams Central, though, gets the kill from Carly Bostic out of the timeout. And now it's their turn to try and get something started here in set number two with Brittany Wiseman at the service line. Ord won the first set 25-16. Kearney Catholic in a hard-fought straight set victory over St. Paul earlier tonight. And the serve across by Wiseman, picked up by Carson, set to the outside. Drudik over the double block. Adams Central gets it to the front left. Swing taken deep by Alexander, and Ord gets the ball right back. 7-1. And Drudik drops back to serve it away. Kenzie had a couple of points in the opening game. And we'll float this down the middle. Set to the outside. Patriots will bring the swing from Kruger, and it's going to be wide as she tried to go all the way to the far corner. Ord 8, Adams Central 1. Again, this is new territory for these girls for Adams Central. Not making it this deep in the tournament in a number of years. As Drudik clips the tape, and then that sends it away from the defense for an ace. And that makes it 9-1 Ord. Patriots will bring in freshman Emma Allen. Again, with only 9 players suited up, almost everybody's been in there. And Drudik will serve it across, handled by Fleischer. They set it back to her in the back row. Off the tip, it's down and good. Hannah will get her first kill of the match, and it comes with a back row attack. Side out here for Hannah Alexander and Adams Central. Just 3 seniors on this team. Adams Central might be ready to make a move in the conference with some youth and playing strong here this season. Attack by Gittison, picked up and returned out of bounds by Adams Central. 10-2 Chanticleers. And back in Gevicki to serve it away, and Allie Waliak into the front row here for the Ord Lady Chants. Since coming into the league a handful of years ago, they have been a volleyball power. They have been in the finals a number of times, and not only in a conference, in the state final, as Adams Central tries to set it and stay out of the net at the same time, unable to do both, and the Chanticleers will pick up the point. Patriots a little problem with serve-receive here from time to time. 11-2. Gevicki had an ace last game. Lucy flies this one across. Overpass, free ball above the net, and Carson knew what to do with that one. Hammers it down for her third kill, 12-2. Chanticleers. And back in for the Patriots will be Sarah Kruger. So Ord, after getting a little something going there towards the end of game one, has carried that over here into the second set. And the serve by Gevicki. Down the left side, takes it at Fleischer again, set it back to Hannah, front left on the angle. She's in that time. Hannah has 2 kills of the 3 points here for Adams Central in game number 2. Back to serve it away. Emily Crable, the sophomore libero for the Patriots, coming in at 13-10. They've seen their share of competition as well. We'll tell you about it here in a second as the serve comes across to Drudik, set to the outside. Weldiak, big swing, but it's deep. And Adams Central gets their first point on serve here of the set. 10 losses, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Nebraska Christian, who's state rated in C2, Central City, St. Paul, Centura twice, Sutton, Grand Island Central Catholic, and then Ord. Almost every one of those a state-rated team that Adams Central has fallen to, so they are a pretty darn good team in their own right. Chanticleer has the ball on the front left to Weldiak. She tries to go on the near line, and it is going to miss it. Back-to-back errors by the Chanticleers, and Adams Central picks up the points, 12-5. Crable looks for 3 in a row here for the Patriots. Anything to get some momentum going on the positive side here for the hometown Patriots of Adams Central. Serve received, the pass is off the mark. Run down by Alexander. Got a swing there from Gittison. It's overpassed here by the Patriots, and Weldiak will take a swing but drove it into the net. 3 straight errors by Ord. And Coach Wendy Alexander is going to go to the bench and make a substitute. Coming in for Ord is going to be Caitlin DeRiso. A junior will come into the front row. And Emily Crable will continue to serve it away here. Her jump serve, kind of a floater, not a true jump serve. Into the middle, Carson, big swing, blocked up front that time by Peter. Still alive, and the swing by DeRiso into the net. Four straight errors by Ord. Patriots will take them any way they can get them. And Coach Wendy Alexander going to call a timeout right here. So Ord was up 12-2. Now it's 12-7. So the Patriots trying to claw their way back into this second set after Ord won the opener 25-16. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Update on the Major League Baseball playoffs. They've made it to the top of the fourth. It is still Baltimore 1 and the Kansas City Royals nothing. That game airing on the Breeze, 94.5. Earlier today, the Giants beat the Cardinals 5-4-10. They're up 2-1, and they'll play tomorrow night. We'll have the doubleheader for you on ESPN Radio starting at 2 o'clock with the pregame, 3:07 first pitch. And still at the service line is Emily Crable. And her serve is going to be wide and out of bounds out of the Ord timeout. So it's Ord 13, Adams Central 7. And for the Chanticleers, Allie Smith, the freshman, in to serve it away. Had a couple of ace serves in the opening game. And the freshman, Smith, floats it across, clipped the net, and it's going to be another ace. Allie Smith with her third ace, Ord 14 at Adams Central 7. The winner plays Kearney Catholic Thursday night. The loser gets St. Paul for third place. And the serve, Smith a little deeper into the back right-hand corner. Handled there, and an outside attack is going to be blocked, and it's an ace block by the Chanticleers. Morgan Alexander and Carson are up there. And even though Carson's a little bit taller, it seems like they're giving the congrats to Morgan. Sometimes it's hard to tell who got the hand on it. Nonetheless, it's an Ord point. And Smith to serve. Picked up there by Crable to the 10-foot line. The attack by Peter is deep and out of bounds. 16-7, Ord building that lead back up. Adams Central got five in a row, four for Ord, and another timeout for Adams Central. Trying to get the freshman Allie Smith off that service line. Ord won the opening set 25-16. It is Ord 16, Adams Central 7 in the second of the best of five semifinals here on Classic Hits.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
From Adams Central High School, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, continuing coverage of the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're along with us tonight. If you're out harvesting or at another game or just want to watch the Royals, we're glad you're with us. Allie Smith at the service line. She's got three in a row, including an ace. Ord up 16-7 over Adams Central in the second set. The Patriots handle this one. They go front left on the attack. Ashley Peter, Ord picks it up. Carson in the middle. She's blocked. Dug out there by Cook. Nice save. Over to Welniak, but she followed through into the net. Trying to take that big swing on a set that was a little too close to the net. Point for the Patriots. 16-8. And to serve it away will be Kruger. Kruger serve. Low line driver over to Smith. Ends up in the back row. Drudik will set it across. Free ball here for the Patriots. Wiseman with the set. Miscommunication has to be passed back across by Kruger. Here's a slide for Carson, and she got the line. Big-time swing by the sophomore, Andrea Carson. Her fourth kill. And it's 17-8. Now Carson to serve it away. And her topspin jump serve is just deep. So right back over to the Patriots. And to serve it up will be Hannah Fleischer. Haven't been able to put on, but a couple of little runs, and they need one here. Overpass Cook on serve receive. One-time swing by Wiseman. Ord keeps it alive. Now Drudik off the double block gets the kill. So Adams Central had their opportunity there but couldn't put it away. And it's 18-9, Ord. Now Adams Central has 9 points, but only 3 kills here in the set by the Patriots. Ord had 4 consecutive errors at 1 point. Jordan Cook serves it across. High set for Alexander. Hannah takes it across off the tip. Now Grant will drive it into the block. They'll say it was tipped, and Ord will get a chance to get it back over with Morgan Alexander. Here's the dump back across again by the setter, Wiseman. Ord sets to the outside, a little confused, so Drudik will set it over. And it'll be tapped back by Hannah Alexander, then overpass by Smith and dumped down by Alexander. Hannah with her 5th kill, but first of this set. Turned in kind of a sloppy point with both teams out of system there. They were just trying to save the point, get it back across, and eventually Adams Central won it. And Maddie Anderson back to serve it away here, the sophomore for the Patriots. Anderson right in the middle of the service area, serves it down the middle to Carson, passes off the mark, and so it'll be punched across there by Cook. Here's the set, Wiseman goes right side with the swing, Bostic, dug out Carson, the only player in the back row, happened to be her, set across by Drudik. Outside attack, Alexander, Hannah off the block. Back-to-back kills for Hannah Alexander. 18-11. And again, Anderson, they had some of their best success with her at the service line back in the first set. And Anderson will serve this across, and it'll be taken by Cook in the back right-hand corner, up front left. Trudick terminates inside the back line middle. Kenzie with her 2nd kill of this game, but her 8th of the match. Ord 19, Adams Central 11. Again at UNK, Cope Coliseum. The Lopers won the first 2 sets by 2 points each, and they're up 15-7 in the third over 5th-ranked Washburn. Here's Adams Central with a right-side attack, taken across by Alexander, dug out by Carson. Right side, it'll be Ginnison, and Cassidy will get her 2nd for the Chanticleers. 20-11 with Morgan Alexander back there serving. She started this 2nd set with 6 consecutive points, including 2 aces to get Ord out to a lead that they have not relinquished. And Alexander floats it right into the middle. Picked up Kruger, set to the outside. Bostic off the block, dug out Cook. Can Ord return it? No, they cannot. Give the kill to Carly, her 3rd. Side out here for the Patriots. Brittany Wiseman to serve it away. Ord will send 4 back defensively here, keeping Giddison and Grint in the front row. And the serve. Down the middle, Carson. Morgan Alexander sets outside. Here's Drudik off the tip, dug out in the back row by Crable. Set to the back row. The attack this time, Fleischer. It's going to work. That's 2 back row kills for Hannah Fleischer here in the 2nd set. And a point on serve for Adams Central. Ord wants to make a substitution before Wiseman serves again. And coming in will be Hannah Heil. And Carson will get a breather. 20-13, Ord. Game 2, and Ord won the opener. There's a little more power on that serve from Wiseman. Heil picks it up. They get it to the front row. It'll be bumped across by Drudik. Quick move, Adams Central. Set to the middle of the attack by Bostic is dug out again. Ord with a back set, and we are going to get a double hit called on the set. Yeah, tried a little too far on that pass for the setter, Alexander. 3 in a row for Adams Central. 20-14, Ord. Wiseman trying to get him even closer right here. And the little jump serve is down the middle to Heil. Morgan Alexander, a high bump set into the middle. Ord takes no swing. They'll just bump it over. Had a quick right side and follow through into the net on Adams Central. Kruger hit the net on the follow through. Chanticleers will take the point. Quite a few errors here in this 2nd set. Ball just kind of trying to keep it alive at times. And that results in some errors. Drudik to serve. Ford up 21-14, trying to take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five semifinal. Adams Central goes middle. Bostic wide open back corner, and she hits it. You like to see that every time when you're a middle hitter. Adams Central with four of the last 5 points to cut it to 21-15. Hannah Alexander to serve for the Patriots. It's well deep. And a side out here for the Chanticleers. Gevicki back in to serve. And Weliak back into the front row for the Chanticleers. Gevicki with an ace serve. Last time she was back there, she got a couple of points. And the junior Gevicki. A little time, and here we go with the serve. Floats it into the back right-hand corner. Picked up, set right side. Bostic into the double block. Carson able to dig it out of the net and take it over by Drudik. Here is the set. Wiseman, front left. The attack going to be deep that time from Fleischer and out of bounds. 23-15, Chanticleers. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. But we're still a ways away from that. As Gevicki serves it down the left line, picked up there by Fleischer. High set right side, and taking it over the block is Bostic, but the dig made by Drudik outside Weliak on the angle. It's overpassed close to the net, but Adams Central saves, gets another swing from Fleischer, or to the outside, Weliak over the double block. Good rally going here. Patriots once again go to Fleischer, front left. Drudik will pass to Alexander, short set middle. It'll be fired into the corner by Carson. Trouble right now for the Patriots. They've got to pass it from a long ways back. They do, off Gevicki, and they get the point. Wiseman credit for the Adams Central point. And Crable to go back and serve it away. She had four in a row the last time she was back there for the Patriots, but that four in a row only cut the deficit to five because they were down 12-2 when she took over. And the serve here. Down low to Drudik, and it is punched across by Giddison. Quickly in the middle to be tapped over by Peter and Ord back on the offense. Carson in the middle had to go to the offhand. The set was too close to the net. Blocked right back at the Chanticleers. Giddison on the right side is deep. Point Patriots. 23-17 Chanticleers. Ord won the opener 25-16. And Crable trying to put together another run from the service line for Adams Central. Spins it down the far line to Carson. Set outside Weliak. Good dig by Hannah Alexander. Set to the far left side. Driving it through the double block is Fleischer. Ord sets right side. Giddison rattles it through the double block. And Cassidy gets her third kill. And it is game point. Chanticleers with the leading server so far tonight for Ord. Allie Smith to the service line. 24-17 Ord. Smith to serve for a 2-0 lead. And Allie, strong serve across to Kruger. Here's the set outside. Fleischer on the swing. And no, excuse me, it's Peter on the swing. It's going to be deep and out of bounds. And that is the end of the second set. And Ord by almost identical scores, 25-16, 25-17, is up two games to none on the hometown Adams Central Patriots. We'll come back and give you the numbers right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. A 2013 Chevy Equinox LT, gray, front-wheel drive, power windows, locks, seats, and mirrors was $20,975, cash price $16,975. Or a 2011 Nissan Sentra Spec V, its blue, full-power sunroof, navigation, alloy wheels, and spoiler was $15,875, cash price $13,995. Find these great deals and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
The championships are all set in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Wilcox-Hildreth has come back and beat Amherst 25-20 in the third set. 2-1, Wilcox-Hildreth over Amherst. And Axtell, a 2-0 sweep over Elm Creek. The consolations and finals will begin in Amherst Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Here are the unofficial numbers we had from the second set for Adams Central. Emily Crable had 5 service points. 2 kills for Hannah Alexander. Brittany Wiseman, 2 service points and a kill. Maddie Anderson had a service point. Carly Bostic, 3 kills. And Hannah Fleischer, 3 kills. 9 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for the Patriots. For Ord, it was Morgan Alexander with 7 service points. 2 of them were aces, including an ace block. Kenzie Drudick had a service point and 2 kills. She also had one of those service points as an ace. Allie Smith, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Cassidy Giddison, 2 kills. Lucy Gevicki, 3 service points. Kate Grant had a kill. And Andrea Carson, 2 kills. Ord only had 7 kills and 1 ace block. Tack on 4 ace serves. There were a lot of errors here in game 2, but Ord wins it by a score of 25-17. They're up 2 games to none over Adams Central here in the Lou Platt Conference semifinals. We'll be back with the third set right after this timeout from the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in Hastings.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
3rd set is underway, and Adams Central will have the serve right back over to the Patriots, and they'll quickly get it right side to Bostic. Good one arm up in the back row by Carson, and Ord will return it. Patriots on a free ball, set Alexander on the outside, and she is going to be deep and out of bounds. Ord has scored the first point in all 3 sets tonight. Conversely, St. Paul scored the first point in all 3 sets, but got beat tonight in straight sets. Morgan Alexander on the serve. Really makes a good one. Struggling for Adams Central. They will set it across here with Kruger. Free ball on the outside. Drudick gets him out of system and drills it home. Kenzie with her team high 8th kill. Hannah Alexander leads Adams Central with 6. Ord up 2-0. They sprint it out to that 9-1 lead in the second set. And Adams Central cannot afford to let that happen here in the third. Middle attack. Bostic drills it through the double block. And Carly will get her 5th kill. Side out Adams Central and Hannah Alexander to serve it away. We will see the Chanticleers again Thursday, and then they go to Minden on Monday. And we will have a Monday volleyball game, Ord at Minden here on Classic Hits. Serve clips the net, but Drudick's able to take it across. Patriots will set to the outside over the net. Free ball tip by Giddison, and she'll get the point. Cassidy with her 4th kill, Ord 3-1. In fact, Minden coach Ed Rouse here scouting tonight because they play at home against Ord Monday, and then they come to Adams Central on Tuesday, and then they've got conference next Friday over at Gothenburg. Here's a middle attack driven over by Hannah Fleischer. Ord sets outside. Carson will bring it from the left. It's dug out there nicely by Crable, and Fleischer again off the double block. Ord got a hand on it, but they will not get it back. Point, Patriots. And back to serve it away, Emily Crable. Again, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul have a rematch of their semifinal Tuesday night at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. And then you've got football next Thursday and Friday. And right around the corner, sub-districts. Middle attack, Carson. It's wide, no tip, 3-all. Crable has had the best of it from the service line in this match for the Patriots. Only 3 players have scored from the serve. Crable, Wiseman, and Anderson for Adams Central. Ord has had almost everybody that has served pick up at least 1 point. Outside Giddison, and she'll get the kill. Cassidy takes it inside the antenna there off the double block for her 5th kill. Gevicki to serve it away here for the Chanticleers. 4-3 Ord trying to go for a sweep. Very rarely have both semifinals over the years went 3 sets, 3 sets. One reason St. Paul and Kearney Catholic keep meeting in the semifinals. Outside attack here is driven into a block, and it is out of bounds off of Ord, so give the kill to Ashley Peter. She had to get out of the way so the block didn't ricochet off of her head or shoulders, and we're tied at 4. Sarah Kruger to serve. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. And the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Strong serve down the middle. They'll set it up to Weliak, and Allie will terminate on her first swing of the third set. Drudik back to serve it away. No, Allie Smith back to serve it away. And Giddison checks out. Smith leads the team in serving with 9 points, has three aces. Tries to add to it here. Crable with the up in the back row. Get it outside to Peter. She'll go with the dink across. Carson on the swing into the net. And it's 5-5. So back and forth we go here in set number three. A better start for Adams Central because they were down 9-4 in the first set. They were down 9-1 in the second set. It's 5-5 here. Janet Clears go to Weliak. She's off the net. Rolls it into the back corner to Crable. Set outside for Alexander. She'll take it over the double block. Cook with the dig. Dumped over by Morgan Alexander. Patriots are ready. Short set middle. Drive it into the block. And it is going to be an Ord point. Not sure it was into the block, but if it was, it would have been off Allie Weliak. And it's 6-5 Ord. Andrea Carson wastes no time and spins that serve across. Taken by the Patriots to the outside. Hannah Alexander dumps it over the double block. Smith with a one arm up. Middle attack going to be dumped over Weliak. Ready is Wiseman. Set to the outside for Hannah Alexander. Rattles it off the block and gets the kill. Her first of the third set and her team high seventh. And we continue to go merry-go-round here in the third set. Not a lot being done on the serve by either team. And the Kansas City Royals have scored in the bottom of the fourth. Royals 1-1 with the Orioles. Bottom four on the breeze, 94.5. Serving for Adams Central is Anderson. Right at Smith. Good pass up front. The outside attack, Drudik, is going to be off the block down and good. Kinsey with her 10th kill into double digits here for Drudik. And Cook to serve it away. Cook had a nice run to end the second set for the Chanticleers, or the first set for the Chanticleers. Cook will float this knuckleball right down the middle to Crable. Here's the back set. They're going to try the right side with Alexander. Dig made Smith. Chanticleers off the back foot. Drudik almost worked. Nice dig by Fleischer. Now Hannah Alexander will attack deep, and the error will give Ord an 8-6 lead. That's just their second service point here. And Jordan Cook to serve again. Cook takes that half step, spins it across to Kruger. Set outside. Hastings Adams Central right down the line. Unblocked Carly Bostic. And they got the offense moving a little quick there. And Bostic with her sixth kill. So the Patriots continue to battle here in game three. They're down 2-0 to Ord. And at the service line is Brittany Wiseman, one of the three Patriots to score from the service line, but floats it into the net. Point Ord, 9-7 your score. And back to the service line will be Morgan Alexander. And Alexander takes a lot of steps and then floats it deep and out of bounds. So the teams exchange service errors and right back over to the Patriots. Hannah Alexander to serve it away. And Alexander floats it over, set to the front left. Drudik with a big swing, and Kinsey with her 11th kill. 10-8 Ord. And Drudik will go back to serve it away. In that Orioles-Royals game, it was Alex Gordon's infield grounder that drove in the tying run as the bases were loaded, and the Royals batting in the fourth. Here comes outside of CAC by Hannah Fleischer. She'll get her fifth kill. 10-9. Back to UNK. Big win for the Lopers tonight. They sweep fifth-ranked Washburn 25-23, 26-24, and then 25-11 in the third set. So the Lopers 17-2, both teams 17-2 overall, and both teams 9-2 in the conference. As the Chanticleers get it outside, front left swing, Cassidy Giddison. She'll keep it in the near corner, and it's in. For an 11-9 lead. Don't forget Hastings College Volleyball back home tomorrow. Concordia rolls in. Back to serve it away. Gebicki now for Ord. Up 11-9. No one has made any kind of a run here in this third set. It's just back and forth as it's dumped back over to the Chanticleers, who almost return it into the net. Welniak standing spike across. Crable makes a good lunge to keep it alive. Here's Fleischer, front left, off of Judik, and into the Ord bench. Fleischer kill. 11-10. No one has led by more than 2 points here in this third set. Ord was up 2-0. Adams Central has never led. They've tied it numerous times. And a chance to tie it again here with Sarah Kruger. Outside Welniak, near side, missed the line, and we are tied. 11-all. Sarah Kruger now to give the Patriots their first lead. And it would be their first lead, it looks like, of the entire night. They never did grab a lead in the first two sets. 11-all, serve across, middle attack, Carson. It's pass back and pass back out of bounds. So Carson gets credit for the kill. And that'll be Andrea's first of this set, her fifth of the match. And Ord remains up 12-11. And here comes the freshman, Allie Smith. Adams Central fans looking for something to get riled up about here. Their team pulled the upset last night, but they have not been able to get it going here in the semifinals as the attack is down and good. Ashley Peter, second of the set, fourth of the match, 12-12. And Fleischer to go back and serve it away. Chase down the volleyball. Don't forget your... listening to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Service across. Chance quickly get it up front for an Ali Welniak termination. And it's 13-12 Ord. Carson to serve it away midway through the third set. Kearney Catholic, a straight set winner over St. Paul tonight. Carson floats it into the back corner, picked up by Fleischer. They set it to Hannah again. All she can do is set it back across. Free ball, Chanticleers. Outside, Judik. She'll drive it off the double block. Pass close to the net. And a nice redirect by Ashley Peter. And she'll drive it down to the floor for her fifth kill. 13-all. Anderson to serve. Again, Adams Central looking to take the lead for the first time at any point tonight. And they've got another chance to do it here. Anderson serve safely across to Smith. Alexander sets close to the net. Drudik, big swing, and in the net on Ord. And Adams Central leads for the first time tonight, 14-13. Coach Neon's talking to her center, Brittany Wiseman. Now they're ready to serve it away again. Anderson down the middle to Carson. Alexander dumps it across, swatted right back at him from Carly Bostic. Front left attack is going to be taken across by Drudik. And the set into the net by Adams Central. 14-14, Ord here in the second semifinal. Winner gets Kearney Catholic tomorrow. The loser plays St. Paul on Thursday, excuse me, not tomorrow. Jordan Cook to serve it away. And Cook serve. Floats it across, picked up by Crable. Outside, the swing is a shot by Bostic, but it missed the line by a couple of inches. And Ord regains the lead at 15-14. Cook serve. In the middle to Fleischer. Set back to Hannah. A lot of back row swings. They're really relying on Hannah. Dug out Chanticleers to Grant. She'll rattle it home. Kate Grant. She gets up there and just drives it straight down. That time there was a Patriot in the way, and it just ricocheted off the defender and out of bounds. And we've got our first timeout of the third set. Adams Central will take it right here. With the score, Ord 16 and Adams Central 14, the Chanticleers are up 2-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Once again, a big thank you to Ed Shagrew, Athletic Director, Bill Carlin, all the fine folks here at Adams Central High School. Even saw Dan Linusky in the concession stand. I don't imagine there's a lot of food left over when Dan Linusky's working concessions. But we thank everybody for their hospitality and glad to be here. We'll be back on Thursday. Don't forget at the end of the match, whenever that occurs, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats. Right now, Ord's up 2-0 and 16-14 over Adams Central here in the third set with Jordan Cook serving the volleyball away. Right back over to Ord. Alexander sets quick in the middle, and Grint will drive it down and good. A couple of kills here for Kate Grint in short work in the third set. 17-14, Ord scored four in a row after falling behind for the first time in the entire match. And a strong serve just off the back line. Cook went for a little extra on that one. And the service error will bring it back to Adams Central, 13-10, the seventh seed. But as we said, almost every loss has been to a state-rated team. As the serve is across by Wiseman, and Ord can't handle it. That's going to be an ace. Brittany Wiseman, that is the first ace serve of the match for Adams Central. Trying to tie it up again, 17-16, Ord. And Wiseman, handled by Carson, set to the outside, Drudik. Angle is wide open, and she'll get the kill. Number 12 for Kenzie, for this set. She's been pretty balanced after getting off to a good start in the match. Ord 18, Adams Central 16. And we start another service rotation with Morgan Alexander. And she'll hit a line drive across, picked up by Fleischer, set to the outside. The swing by Kruger is blocked right back. One time across by Bostic. Ord digs. They go to Giddison, and she'll drop it down. Quick point, and Ord was on their toes for the whole point that time as Adams Central got a couple of nice swings in the middle of that rally, but the Chanticleers were able to pick him up each time. And Alexander to serve it away again. Morgan had a big run to start the second game, got Ord out to a 6-0 lead. Here's an overpass. And Grant decides not to take the swing, so they'll set it outside for Drudik, and her attack off the back row, and good. 13 now for Kenzie, and Ord has built the four-point lead right back up at 20-16. And a timeout by Adams Central. It'll be their final one of the set. The Patriots need to rally down 20-16 in the third set, or Ord will advance on with a sweep. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Some other volleyball scores from earlier tonight. Grand Island split their matches at the Norfolk Tri, easily beating Norfolk, but then losing to Millard West, 25-14 and 25-23. Bruning Davenport Shickley, two wins over Dorchester and McCool Junction. Blue Hill, in a duel tonight, beat Lawrence Nelson, knocking off the number one seed in next week's Twin Valley Conference tournament, sweeping them 25-17, 27-25, and 25-23. Giltner, a straight set winner tonight over Red Cloud. We're back to action out of the Adams Central timeout. They'll go front left. Kruger, angle attack, trying to get it around the taller block, and it is out of bounds. So Ord 21 and Adams Central 16 here in the third set. Ord up 2-0. Morgan Alexander staying at the service line. Two Patriots run together. The ball stays in the back row. Fleischer will drive it across. Carson with the pass. Alexander stayed out of the net, and it's rolled over by Giddison, and she'll get the point. Cassidy Giddison, she's got five kills in this set, total of eight. Ord earning more points here in this set, not relying on so many Patriot errors. Some of the other volleyball scores for you from around the area. Hampton beat both Cross County and Shelton tonight. And that's just about it. Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell beat Elm Creek, and Wilcox-Hildreth beat Amherst. As the set goes right side, there's Giddison again. And Cassidy have a heck of a run through the front row. And it is a six-point run by Ord, and they're up by 7, 23-16. 2 points away from a sweep and another berth of the conference final as it's over to Grable. From the 10-foot line, it's set across. Ord will pick it up with Drudick. Set it back to Kenzie in the middle. She's blocked. Dug her own block. They'll back set it. Giddison again. It's overpassed to the Chanticleers. Giddison a one-timer. It was blocked back to Ord. And the Chanticleers, the set's a little low. Grint will float it across. Now the Patriots get a chance, and they'll throw it over. Dug out by Alexander. Chanticleers Drudick. She's blocked. Grint with an up. Chanticleers will get another swing with Drudick. This time it's over the block. Down and good. Long point. And Ord will make it match point at 24-16. Morgan Alexander to try and finish things up here and have an Ord-Kearney Catholic final again. Here's the serve. Alexander strong off Crable. It's to the back wall, and that's how the match will end with an ace serve from Morgan Alexander. So Adams Central into the semifinals for the first time in a number of years, but cannot keep the magic going here tonight as Ord, by almost identical scores, sweeps out Adams Central 25-16, 25-17, 25-16. The Chanticleers improved to 20-4 on the season. A rematch with one of the teams that beat them in Ord in Thursday's championship game. Adams Central now 13-11, and they will be playing in the consolation game against St. Paul. And St. Paul beat them in a triangular that they hosted with Boone Central and St. Paul way back on the 23rd of September. So chance to maybe avenge one here for the Adams Central Patriots. And we will be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back to Adams Central High School, where it is time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Both of our semifinals ended up being sweeps, as we said, the first time that's happened in quite a while. Kearney Catholic beating out St. Paul 25-17, 27-25, and 25-16. And Ord over Adams Central 25-16, 17, and 16. Let's take a look now at the numbers from the third set. First off, for Adams Central, Sarah Kruger had a service point. Emily Crable had a service point. Hannah Alexander had one kill. Brittany Wiseman, an ace serve. Maddie Anderson, a service point. Ashley Peter, three kills. Carly Bostic, two kills. And Hannah Fleischer, three kills. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for the Patriots. Ord played their best set of the three in the third set. Jordan Cook, four service points. Morgan Alexander had seven service points. They were the final ones to wrap things up here. One of those was an ace for the setter, Alexander. Kenzie Drudick with six kills in the third set. And Cassidy Giddison had six kills in the third set. Allie Walniak, an ace block and two kills. Kate Grant, two kills. And Andrea Carson, one kill. Ord had 17 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as the Chanticleers improved to 20-4 with that 25-16 win in set number three. We'll be back and give you the cumulative stats and see if we can chat with the coach right after this on the New West postgame show.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Well, the Adams Central Patriots still circled at midcourt here with a little post-game chat kind of going over their performance tonight and needing to bounce back against St. Paul on Thursday and try and keep some of this momentum going. Let's take a look at the overall final stats for the Patriots. Sarah Kruger, one service point, one kill. Emily Crable had six service points, which led the team. Hannah Alexander, seven kills, tied for the team high. Brittany Wiseman, five service points, one was an ace, three kills. Maddie Anderson, five service points. Ashley Peter, five kills. Carly Bostic had both of the team's ace blocks and six kills. And Hannah Fleischer was also tied for the team high with seven kills. Overall for Adams Central, they had 28 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve. The Patriots will fall to 13-11 and play St. Paul in the consolation game, which will be coming up Thursday night at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And then after the conference tournament, they will host Minden on Tuesday. And then the following Tuesday, they're at Wood River. They wrap up the season hosting Hastings and Seward in a triangular on the 30th. For Ord, I had Jordan Cook with nine service points. Morgan Alexander led the team in serving. Looks like a total of 15 service points for her, and three of those were aces. Kenzie Drudick had four service points. One was an ace at a match-high 14 kills. Allie Smith, nine service points, three of them aces. Cassidy Giddison had nine kills. Lucy Gevicki had four service points. One was an ace. Allie Welniak, an ace block and five kills. Kate Grant, five kills. And Andrea Carson also had five kills. For Ord, 39 kills, two ace blocks, and eight ace serves as the Chanticleers improved to 20-4 with a 25-16, 25-17, 25-16 win. They'll take on Kearney Catholic for the conference championship at around 7:30 on Thursday night here on Classic Hits. And then after their play in the conference tournament, Ord also staying pretty busy up next for the Chanticleers. After the conference tournament, they'll play at Minden Monday here on Classic Hits, and then they will host Ravenna and Gibbon in a triangular on the 28th. We'll be back with more on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West Post Game Show here from Adams Central. We're joined by Twilight Nihons, the head coach of the Patriots. And, Coach, we said it's been a while since we've had a chance to kind of talk on the air, at least from my perspective. We take care of you in the Hastings area. But the Patriots getting into the semifinals tonight, it's been a while since the Patriots have been able to make that move. And it looked like maybe you used it up a little bit last night. The team just didn't have enough to hang with Orr tonight, who you just saw last week. So give me your perspective of where you were last night and how happy everybody was, and then probably couldn't carry it over tonight.
Well, you know, we've played 10 sets of volleyball in two nights. So, one, that's a lot of volleyball to be playing. Number two is the kids that you saw out on the floor from Adams Central have never been in this position before. So, you know, we went from an extreme high against Centura to trying to kick back and compete here in this match. And, you know, I just have to give credit to my kids because, you know, they fought. And we just have to use it as a learning tool. The next time we're in this position, we'll be better prepared, know how to handle a big victory the night before, so we're just growing as we go through the season.
Not a deep team, as we said, just 10 kids are suited up for you tonight, but three seniors, and you've got some youth. And when you can take a step like making it here to the semifinals, it builds not only for this year, as we said, most of the teams you've been beat by are all state rated. So it's not like your schedule's weak, and nobody should have been probably surprised of the way you guys played last night. What was the difference on the floor, do you feel, between the two nights?
You know, last night we served aggressive from the service line in both of our matches. I think one match we had 17 ace serves, and then against Centura we had 10 ace serves. And, you know, the other difference maker was we were able to frustrate Centura and cause them to do some things that they weren't characteristic of doing. And you know, tonight I think we were just still trying to recover from that high that we had, that we really didn't cause any frustration to Wood River. And, you know, our schedule's not easy, and give credit to my kids, give credit to Ord. Ord was ready to play, and you know, we just weren't, but we're going to use it as a learning tool, and we'll come back here on Thursday night, and we're going to give St. Paul a run for their money. So I'm just so proud of my kids. You know, we've got 13 wins. We only had 12 last year, and we still got some games to play. And it's since 1986 when we got into the Lou Platt, we've never been playing for third and fourth. So a lot of good things happening. I think we're doing the things the right way at Adams Central, and we'll just continue to grow our program.
And it was the first time I've got to see you play here in a couple of seasons. It's just really balanced. I mean, I couldn't even pick out one kid, but I will, and that's your setter, Brittany Wiseman. She was running all over the place, but she kind of seemed as a senior to be your floor general out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We said that from the beginning of the season that, you know, she's going to be our quarterback out there. And, you know, she's just a fabulous kid in the classroom and on the volleyball court. And, We say our setter's like a kid that we would give our own car keys to, that we trust him that much, and her teammates trust her. So she got the job done for us tonight, leading her teammates. And, you know, she's out there playing with three sophomores that she has to guide, and she does that day in and day out for us.
Okay, Twyla, we'll see you on Thursday for the match up with St. Paul, and thanks for giving us some time. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That is Adams Central volleyball coach Twyla Nihons joining us here on the New West Post Game Show. We'll talk with head coach Wendy Alexander of Ord right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics.
Fanatic Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Back on the New West postgame show, we're talking with Orr Chanticleer head coach Wendy Alexander. Her team is back in the conference final, and they'll be looking to win their first conference championship against Kearney Catholic. And, Coach, congratulations. It was a pretty workmanlike effort from your girls here tonight. They went out and took advantage of some errors early, maybe weren't sharp, but the third set they played probably like you've seen them most of the year.
You know, we did come out offensively and do some good things. I thought – defensively, you know, Jordan Cook had some good reads on the ball. Maybe we were a little lackadaisical sometimes on the offensive side of things where we could have been a little bit sharper. You know, there weren't a lot of long volleys tonight. And that's one thing that is a goal of ours. You know, we stay in a match, we win the long volleys. And so it was hard to get a little bit of the momentum. But when there were long volleys, I thought our girls were patient and they stayed composed and did some good things that way.
You've got, we knew Kenzie Drudick coming back into this season was going to be powerful for you, and she was again here tonight. She had a good conference tournament for you last year, and it looks like she's on pace to have another one this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I think Kenzie's got a whole other level that she hasn't reached yet. She does a great job for us, both in the backcourt and up at the net, but Kenzie is a very dynamic athlete. And I'm anxious to see what the end of the season brings for her.
And, of course, we talked about Adams Central Center, but you've got Morgan doing a good job for you out there, and she served very strong tonight.
Yeah, you know, Morgan likes to be back there at the service line. She has some different things that she can do with the ball, and she did a nice job. She was a consistent from the service line.
Talking with Wendy Alexander of the Ord Lady Chanticleers, and you've also got some of the next generation. You've got the next Carson. You've got another Welniak. You've kind of got some of those names that even though they're young, they know how to play the game.
You know, it seems like we've been young for a long time. We were young 3 years ago. We were young 2 years ago. And our roster is still young. But having that experience of last year, you know, last year was really a growing year for this group of girls. And I feel like this year, their focus is much higher. And we saw that tonight. You know, as far as some of the volleys weren't very long, but we were solid from the service line. And that shows me that focus is high. And so I was glad to see that.
Some of the conference schools have shown that they can be competitive for a set, maybe two, with Kearney Catholic. You have had some battles with them over the years, haven't been able to clip them recently. You played them recently, but Paige Herbert was on the floor. They're so deep. What do you do on Thursday night to try and take a set from them, let alone win the whole match?
You know, after we played them the last time, we went back and studied some film, and we saw some things that we can improve on. And the girls have been working really hard in the gym. And not to improve on just when you play Kearney Catholic, but when you play a great team, it really elevates your level of play. And we coming out of that game, the girls felt good. They lost a close second match, 23-25, but we did some good things and we learned a lot. And that's probably the most important thing, especially this time of the year. And so we're thankful to get to see Kearney Catholic again. I know not everybody says that, but we're very thankful that we get to play them. And we'll see how it goes Thursday night.
Is part of that you've come back to C1 now. So we've always said, well, they're in C2, so they don't have to worry about these matchups again down the road. And you've had success in the districts and the state tournament. How is the mindset different when you're with C1?
You know what? Our schedule really has never changed, whether we're C1 or C2. And so coming in to those matches every week, our mindset's pretty much the same. I know that C1 is highly competitive, and maybe it elevates our level of play, you know, just because you know that you've got to face that competition at the end of the season. But no matter what, if we're C1 or C2, we face that competition every week. And so I think it just makes you better when you play great teams, and we're looking forward to Thursday night.
And you still get beaten up on them, 20-4.
Well, we've done some okay things this year. Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, it's a long drive home, so we'll let you get out of here, Wendy. We'll see you Thursday in the championship. Congratulations. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for all the support and the coverage.
You bet. Ord Lady Chanticleer head coach Wendy Alexander. They win it tonight in straight sets, and they'll take on Kearney Catholic. They've had some battles over the years, and they will take on the Stars in the championship on Thursday night. The consolation will be Adams Central against St. Paul. You've been listening to the New West postgame show, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. In the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell, 2-0 over Elm Creek. Wilcox-Hildreth, 2-1 over Amherst. They'll play the consolation and championships in Amherst coming up on Thursday. Also tonight, the UNK volleyball team sweeps 5th-ranked Washburn, 25-23, 26-24, 25-11. Both teams are 17-2 overall, 9-2 in the conference. Hastings College is back in action tomorrow. And in Major League Baseball, they got a pitcher's duel going on tonight in Kansas City. It is the Royals and Orioles 1-1 in the bottom of the sixth. The game is currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5. Earlier today, the Giants over St. Louis, 5-4. In 10 innings. We'll be back here on Thursday and then high school football Friday on our network of stations, and PlatteRiverPreps.com includes Ravenna at Gibbon, Minden at Kearney Catholic, Lexington taking on Adams Central, and St. Cecilia taking on Sutton. For our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Kearney Catholic sweeps St. Paul, Ord sweeps Adams Central in the Lou Platt semifinals.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.